Hello and welcome to our podcast. I'm Asif from Ragapa Marketing, and today I'm here with Gagandeep Singh, the CEO and co-founder of Ragapa. Gagan has over 15 years of industry experience in networking and software development, and is a pioneer in his industry with the Wi-Fi monetization and engagement solution, Captive XS. Hi, Gagan.
Hey, Asif.
So Gagan, why don't you tell us more about your Captive XS solution?
Absolutely, Asif. So, from the very beginning, from the very inception, our focus on the company front has been on the Wi-Fi monetization engagement. And with Captive Access, what we've done is basically combine all those essential guest Wi-Fi features into a single solution. I mean, Captive Access provides multiple touch points from marketing standpoint for the guest Wi-Fi users. I mean, you onboard the users through the Captive portal, which is the first touch point. Then you have the in-session where you continue this user experience journey for the guest Wi-Fi. And then finally, all those actionable analytics that we collect around the users can be used for when the user walks out of your venue through email marketing, SMS marketing, or just, you know, saving that information for knowing your customers better. So this is a completely cloud managed platform and it's highly scalable. With this, you get the best of both worlds. There's out of the box monetization engagement features, as well as we provide some of the basic security features that come with the solution. So that's the completeness of the solution for any guest Wi-Fi network that is out there and that's looking to monetize as well as provide a safer environment for their users.
Right. So Gagan, you mentioned three touch points, including that it's cloud managed and that you have these security features as well. So what business problems are you solving for your customers with these?
So quite a few. I mean, the very first problem that we are trying to solve is, you know, in today's day and age, the Wi-Fi infrastructure has become a cost, and especially providing a free Wi-Fi to the guests, it is an added cost for the venues, right? And so what we have done is change the Wi-Fi cost into a revenue generator with the Captive Access solution, right? I mean, they're trying to recoup this value somehow, and with the Captive Access, they're able to use this Wi-Fi marketing platform and get the most out of it. I mean, we have a lot of success stories around it. Cedar Fair, New York Racing Association, Telecom Fiji, and a whole bunch of other customers that use our solution and recoup the investment that they've done on the infrastructure front. The second key factor, Asif, that we've also trying to solve for our major customers is typically the solution such as this is scattered, right? I mean, there are features that are all over the place, right? I mean, with Captive Access, like I said, we've put everything together in a single platform that is managed through a single dashboard. That really adds a lot of value for the end customer. The customer is not going out there trying to look for different vendors to come up with a more comprehensive solution and basically answer their monetization needs. Just with Captive Access alone, they're able to get all their questions answered. And then our gateway solution, in fact, adds even more of the security features, including content insertion, content filtering, and IoT discovery. And also, so together, it becomes a very powerful monetization platform with all those marketing marketing features in there. Plus there are some features on the IoT side, some of the features on the content filtering side that provide security on top.
Okay, so what you've done is address the first feature, the first principle of monetizing a passive asset that venue owners have and turning guest Wi-Fi into a money generating asset. In fact, you've turned it into a marketing lever for customers. How is Captive XS deployed?
We have both the options, the on-prem and the cloud deployment. So based on the customer needs, Asif, we can offer one or the other solution. For the cloud, we can integrate out-of-the-box Radius-based integration, and we currently support Ruckus, Aruba, Meraki, Ubiquiti, and we're adding more as we speak. On the gateway side, we offer both VM and Raspberry Pi-based software solutions that can be easily deployed on-prem and can be managed through cloud. So in both cases, the solution management comes in the cloud, but the deployment can be based on what the customer needs. I mean, if the customer wants to put in a hardware as a gateway inline traffic, they can definitely opt into a Pi or a VM-based solution. But if they want nothing on-prem, our cloud solution works like a charm.
With both options being available for customers in the form of on-premise and cloud-managed guest Wi-Fi, who should use Captive XS?
So typically, anybody who offers a free guest Wi-Fi network, or even paid for that matter, falls into this category. Any venue that is offering a guest network and wants to recoup some of the costs, monetize it, and provide a safer environment is our potential customer. It doesn't matter how big or small they are. It doesn't matter if it is an enterprise or an SMB, a sports arena, or an airport for that matter. As long as they offer guest Wi-Fi and want to monetize it, we're the go-to guys for them.
And what sets Captive Access apart from others?
So there are a few things here, Asif, and I would, you know, I really feel proud when I talk about these points. The first one is the technology itself. I mean, the completeness of the feature set that we have in the monetization engagement front, that sets us apart. The three touch points that I talked about when the user walks in, the first touch point through Captive Portal, the ongoing touch point through continuous engagement through content insertion, and then the post engagement through analytics and the email marketing campaigns and SMS campaigns that you can build and deliver through our platform. When you put all of that together, it becomes a very strong, very powerful, cohesive engagement monetization platform. And that sets us apart from everybody out there. But not just that. Secondly, the other important things are there's out-of-the-box unified platform features where, like I said, the customer doesn't have to go to four or five different vendors to get all those features together and then manage it through different dashboards. That sets us apart as well, right? I mean, you have one place, you get all the features out of the box, you manage them through a single dashboard, you manage multiple locations through a single platform, and then that's where it becomes really easy for whoever is operating on our platform. The dashboard itself is very intuitive. There's no tech skills required to manage it. Any marketing guys can easily do it. And time we are appreciated by our customers on the ease of deployment and management of the entire solution. It's simply out of the box. You do a few configurations, it's deployed, and it's very easy to manage at the same time. And then finally, Asif, this is one of the other key points that sets us apart, is the pricing and the support. We're very competitively priced in the market, unlike others in the same space that'll charge per feature. We have all the features included in the single pricing. Once you buy our solution, any new features that come up in the solution, they're automatically included in your pricing. And then finally, our support. We have a world-class support, and our philosophy is customer first, customer last. And we go out of our way to help our customers with their needs. I mean, we've even handheld some of our customers through their monetization needs, customizing the solution, tailoring it to their exact specifications and requirements. And that also sets us apart. So technology, the foremost thing that gets us in, the completeness of the platform, that's it's all together, and the ease of use of deployment and management, those are the key factors. But at the same time, the after sales support, that also drives a lot of value out of our solution. And then our market is very price sensitive, so pricing it at the right point helps us. So all those things combined sets us way apart from any of our competitors out there in the market today.
You mentioned some great features, great aspects of your product. And Captive Access is an out-of-the-box solution. It provides powerful analytics. It's totally cohesive. It's known for its ease of deployment. And it's quite intuitive to use. You don't have to be technically skilled to use it. And you offer competitive pricing. And the complete package also includes great after-sales support. Could you talk about some of your success stories?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to be honest, Asif, we have successes in pretty much all verticals. I mean, from transportations to retail chains, large public venues such as stadiums and amusement parks, citywide networks, hospitality customers, pretty much every single one of those verticals have benefited from a solution like ours and from us, basically. However, one of our marquee customers is Cedar Fair. We love to talk about them. They have actually not just renewed their parks that they have started off with, five parks. They've actually added more parks and more features as we went along, right, with them. This year, we'll be live with all 11 products with Cedar Fair. And they use Ruckus out-of-the-box integration, simple to deploy. And we've seen great value with them. They have seen perfect ROI with our solution. There is immense value with our solution on the engagement and analytics side with them. The amount of emails we collect, the number of impressions we deliver, the click-through rates, all that adds a lot of value for a customer like Cedar Fair. I mean, they are just a perfect example on how to get the best value out of the Captive Access. And we love talking about them. It's a very big customer. At the same time, they have most optimally used this platform to get the best value out of it. So, I mean, there are others, obviously, but Cedar Fair is one of the marquee customers that we talk about in such cases.
Oh, that's great, Gagan. Could you talk a little bit more about how Cedar Fair and your other customers use Captive Access to better engage with their customers?
Yeah, definitely. So, like I said, you know, they exactly use the three touch points we talk about, right? They have a fully custom Captive Portal page. So once a user walks into any of their parks, Knott's Berry Farm or Great America or Cedar Point, they'll first see, as soon as they connect to the Wi-Fi, they'll see a pop-up splash page where it's fully branded to the park, the look and feel. There are a couple of questions that are being asked, the name, email, and a zip code, a marketing opt-in message, EULA. Once the user goes beyond that, they are actually shown maybe a promotional video or a season pass promotion going on or something else going on within that park at that location. And then once they fully go through the captive portal, we just don't leave the customer there. The experience continues while they're at the park. So every time they open the browser, they go to different websites, we're able to push content during the in session. Now, those can be pop-up videos. It can be lower banner ads. They can be promotional videos, anything that you can ever imagine, up to the fact that you can even push, you know, surveys. You can throw in feedback forms, right? So you can get user updates, right? I mean, you can push them alerts or messaging, right, during the entire time when they're in your venue. And then finally, all that information that we collect is actually pushed directly into the third-party CRMs that we integrate with for Cedar Fair. And then they run out all those campaigns when the customer has left the venue, which includes your email campaigns, your SMS campaigns, or whatever have you, right? I mean, they have a whole bunch of this rich user analytics data that they can do, you know, pretty much everything that they want from a user perspective. They can see how many times the user has visited in their locations, how long were they in their location, and all those different analytics around the user behavior. So that has a lot of value to understanding your customer and their needs while they were at your venue.
The in-session touchpoint is quite fascinating. Could you talk a little more about content insertion?
Absolutely. So content insertion has been our key differentiator, Asif. Like I mentioned, you know, it's one of the touchpoints that we talk about quite often because, for one, it is completely missing in any competitive solution, right? Most of these solutions that you see in the market today, they talk about the captive portal, the onboarding part, and once the user is onboarded, it's all about analytics. But we have this extra touch point that we love to talk about. It's proprietary to us, and our customers see immense value with that because of that ongoing experience that we build for the user, right? So the user is onboarded, they have full internet access. Now, during their entire stay in the venue, we're able to push content while they're on the browsers, right? And then it's completely agnostic of what device type you use, what browser you have, or what screen size you have. It just pops up whatever the message you want to have. It could be a form, it could be a survey form, it could be a feedback form, it could be simply a pop-up video or a banner, or whatever have you. I mean, any promotions that you want to run, any convenience stuff that you want to show to your end customer, any messaging that you want to push out to the customers, right? That can be done throughout the user session with our in-session technology, the content insertion.
So Captive XS is able to help venue owners and businesses create targeted and relevant promotions for their audiences, and you can collect actionable data from their customers, right?
That is correct, Asif. So not just pushing the right content to them or promoting the right content or delivering the right message to the users, it's also the analytics behind it. Every information that you capture from that user and then how you use those actionable insights or analytics is the key. So not just collection of the information, how to do action on top is also a, you know, key factor here. And Cedar Fair actually does pretty well in completing that loop.
So with this great seamless experience that businesses can provide to their audiences and customers, it doesn't have to be a singular experience. In fact, they can customize it as per their audience segments. In fact, you also have this great feature where businesses can offer different levels of services to their users. Could you elaborate more on that?
Yeah. And we just recently added that this is what we call the access tiers. You could enable multiple access tiers for a venue. For instance, the perfect example is hospitality. We have customers that want to use free guest Wi-Fi for a certain amount of time at certain speed, but they want to give premium access to people who actually pay for the Wi-Fi, right? So you could build multiple tiers on the splash page itself, the captive portal page itself, and you can have the user opt into one or the other. In certain cases, what we've seen in public Wi-Fi, there'll be a free Wi-Fi tier where you'll be shown four or five different advertising and you'll be made to log in through social login and provide your information. Whereas on the premier side, you would just do a payment through PayPal, which is fully integrated with our solution, and you'll be able to like have a seamless internet connectivity after that. Now, we also control different tiers with different bandwidth speeds, different session timeouts, different landing pages. So you could configure all that from our dashboard. And it's a great feature when you want to offer different levels of services, different accesses to different kind of people who want to you know, have either free with advertising or paid with faster Premier access, right? So it kind of fits everybody's budget at the same time, monetizes, because on the free side, you're showing the advertising. On the paid side, you're getting paid. So either way, the venue is able to monetize the network.
Great. Thanks, Gagan. If you like what you heard, be sure to check us out on CaptiveXS.com.